Hello and welcome to episode 36 of Zion's Finest. This is Kenny Brown and I'm joined by my two illustrious brothers.
Jerem, JK,
and Scott.
Yeah,
AKA Vader lover.
Oh my gosh, he is a Vader lover. Don't make me get bitter so quickly.
I'm going to look away from him now.
We just finished our inaugural Zion's Finest tournament. It was a historic hit tournament that we gave away our alt art Gideon cards for as well. We had a local artist commission and produce an amazing Gideon print. So we did a template design to turn that into an alt art card, and then we gave that away to the people who showed up. So it was a lot of fun. We're going to go over the tournament, but just a few quick logistics items. Join us on the Slack channel. Send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com and support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/zionsfinest. Okay, gentlemen, let's start with JK.
Okay.
Tell us about your list. So first off, 8 people showed up for the tournament.
Yep.
It's kind of a world's prep for us. Everyone else is, I mean, no one brought like Jankless. It wasn't like a, you know, it was a serious tournament. We had the store kit on the line, but tell us what you ran, JK.
So the list I talked about a couple days ago, IG with Focus on the Kill, 2 Equays, Rebel Care Package Plus, E-Jawa, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yeah, and then Devious. So, yeah, just the standard, didn't really change any command cards this time. I've realized I forgot Devotion earlier, so I put it into it this time.
Yes, absolutely. Devotion's a must.
Yeah. That's what I did today. You want to go into the tournament?
No, not yet. Okay. Let's, Scott.
So, I was running, the newest variation of my Vader list. So it's Vader with Driven by Hatred, 2 elite jet troopers, one of whom has, a targeting computer, a set of regular riot troopers, 2 Imperial officers, then Zillow, Unshakable, and Rule by Fear.
So the reason, I would say the biggest difference between that and what most people would say is like the standard Unshakable is you have regular riots.
I do.
Instead of elites in order to bring Rule by Fear and the targeting computer on your jets.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's really that the targeting computer is just, I have an extra point. We kind of discussed previously, like off the podcast, to just, is it better to just go 39 points
get a bid
for the bid?
Yeah.
For the bid. And I ultimately decided, like, hey, I think the targeting computer is more useful. You know, against Devious scheme, that's not going to help me. And then, you know, it's a 50-50 shot anyway of whether or not I'm going to
that's a good point.
To get the bid. So I thought, you know, and it has worked out. Like, targeting computer, I'm not making so many attacks, but especially those riskier attacks. You know, it's like, hey, this jet's only 2 dice. I need to make, like, 5 range because I want to do 1 damage to Gideon. Getting that reroll is really helpful.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because realistically, you're going to have the point. I thought E-Riots, you know, they're so solid and so hard to one-shot, but regular Riots are also not easy to one-shot, yeah, right?
Well, they're not easy to one-shot with Zillow. I'll also say because my first match of the day was actually playing against my previous list, which was my exact same list except for instead of targeting and Unshakable, they had Elite Riots.
Yes.
So they... And I think for me, the biggest difference is because unequivocally, Elite Riots are better.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sure. they're just better. The weaken, the reroll, that's putting the damage output.
Yep.
The reason I'm okay losing them is because I think the utility gain from... If you're going to do the Unshakable Parting Blow build, which I'm sure we'll talk about later,
yeah.
I think you need Rule by Fear. You need the card draw.
Absolutely.
And, you know... I think that makes the list so much better that I'm willing to use those regular riots as objective runners. Because half the time when I was running Elite Riots, they were just running objectives anyway.
Absolutely.
And were only attacking occasionally.
Yeah. I used to be a little more skeptical of the... Like, when JK and I talked about this, I was kind of, like, skeptical of the unshakableness, like, of this list, just generally. But after Scott and I played today, Scott was talking to me about it, because I was comparing it to Palp. Like, what is better, to have E-Riots and Unshakable or Palp? And I thought Palp. And a lot of that is just because Palp is giving you a guaranteed free extra attack. He's giving you free damage. You know, there's just lots of great things about it. But as we're going to talk about later, I am more and more sold on this Unshakable in terms of what it does against Rebels, like on the lambing Rebels,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about it. Maybe what we'll do is we'll just each give quick overviews of our matches. We'll just do it round by round, just general thoughts on who we played, what their list was, how the matchup went, what the map was, just any general thoughts.
Right.
Okay, you want to go first, JK?
Yep. So I started, I played against Jacob, who we talked about on the last podcast, actually. He brought a completely different list. He brought a Rancor because that's what Kenny painted for him after the regionals.
Rancor, which turned out amazing.
It looked really, it looked really good.
It's a good, it's a nice paint job.
Yeah. Rancor, Shyla, Onar, Aseto Eques, and a Nexu. And then he had like Feeding Frenzy, which later in his second game, he had a Feeding Frenzy on the Rancor and it survived like 9 attacks because it just kept recovering over and over.
Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
Against me, I didn't touch it. So basically I opened my hand and it was Blaze, Heightened Reflexes, and Tools for the Job, and I was just like, I am sorry. So,
like, what are you going to do?
Like, exactly. So, he, like, we were playing on the stash mission on Mos Eisley, and he kind of moved some stuff around. He didn't get too aggressive with his Bantha. I don't know that I would have attacked it anyway, but basically, round one,
His Rancor.
It was Rancor, sorry. Yeah. Ran up. Killed a Weequay, Blazed, killed Onar. He activated, moved a Rancor, end of the thing. He took initiative, because I didn't have negation, which I was fine with. He moved up with a Rancor, attacked IG. I used a double Weequay attack to kill Shyla, and then it was just elementary of, you know, I just had so much more plastic at that point that it just didn't matter. I mean, there's not a ton to learn outside of the fact that if I pull Heightened Reflexes, Tools for the Job, and Blaze, it's going to be hard to, like, it's just at such an advantage. It's just so hard. Especially if we'll talk about a match with Kenny in a minute where I low rolled a little on IG, but as long as you don't, like, with IG, I want to get 6 icons on my red, green dice. If I'm getting 6 icons, I don't care if they're surges or damage, I'm normally okay. Like, that's what I'm going to do, and that's going to start the train rolling. Against Jacob, I think I rolled like 7, 8, 8, 8 damage or something like that. And so it was like just stupid amounts. And when that happens, there's not a lot of
when the rolls are in your favor, they're in your favor.
Yeah. Rolls go well, dice or cards go well.
Well, I just don't know, like, what is Jacob going to do when you have killed a Weequay and Onar, right? Like, the very, very beginning of the game. He's 10 points down and has nothing on the board.
Exactly.
Right. And that's the problem with the Rancor. It's a similar problem to what Vader had before any of his fixes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's great that you have this big figure that can, you know, hit a lot of damage. But when you put so much dependence on something that's relatively slow, that you can just kind of play around.
Yep.
You don't have any flexibility at that point.
Yeah. I absolutely agree.
And I killed Shyla in the one activation, doing 6 damage with each of them, with the tools and Heightened Reflexes, I mean, also was a big part. But again, that's, you know, 18 points for 3 figures taking shots was what ended up happening.
That's crazy talk. That's absolutely insane. Okay, so my round one was against Andrew. Andrew is a local. He made top 4 at our regionals. He lost to Scott.
Yep, in the semifinals. In a game that I would describe as the closest that, honestly, he probably should have won if he'd noticed one very important factor, but you can go listen to our regional report.
Yeah,
to hear about that.
Yeah, listen to Scott's triumphal march.
So, what were you, real quick? Can you go over it? What were you running?
I was running my Honda Kata list. So it's the same list I've been running for a few weeks now. Honda Kata, MHD, Hera, Gideon, C-3PO, Mac, and 2 smugglers. So it's 9 activations. I haven't changed a thing since JK and I talked about this earlier in the week in terms of my cards. I've still got Data Theft, which I go back and forth on. And Black Market Prices have been the 2 cards that have really been coming into the list in the last 2 weeks. So it's awesome. I've talked about the list before. Dracotta against everybody besides Vader is so good. And we're going to talk about this in a little bit because, you know, you think being bad against Vader is kind of bad in the current meta, and it is, but that's what I've got Han for. And, you know, also that's what I've got these smugglers for. Yeah. So
he's bad, but the list isn't necessarily bad.
Yeah.
Against Vader.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to describe it because there are other things in the list.
And he's not bad, he's just not as good.
He's gonna get 2 shots.
He's susceptible.
Yeah,
he's going to die. Yeah.
I'll get 2 shot by him. Yeah.
Bad is being a hired gun against Vader. Like, I guess maybe that's the worthless category.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Like,
like Shyla getting 2 shot by Vader. That's bad.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so my first game was against Andrew. Andrew is running his regional list. It was Han.
It was exactly his regional
list. So it's Han, Chewie, Echo Base Troopers, Hera, Gideon, C-3PO. He didn't have R2. I don't know what else he had. Han, C-3PO is 12, 23, 31. Yeah, no, that's probably pretty close to it. So we were playing, obviously, on Mos Eisley on Stashed Away. It was a close game. It was a close game in the end game. But what he did early on was he exposed Chewie because he wanted Chewie to come in and start breaking on the box. I was on the inside. I had initiative, and so I deployed on the inside. Because I actually prefer that side. I know other people prefer the outside because it gives like a nice little sniper's nest. But I think I like what the box can do, controlling that big open room, which is really easy to do, and being able to control the hallway and just having places to go. So I was inside. He exposed Chewie, and Dracotta got like an 8 or 9 damage attack on him and shrapneled onto onto things so that it was Chewie's now, you know, already hurting.
Yeah.
So, and then Dracotta moves back. There was like a range 9 shot, but I think I had Hera, so I easily made range, and he was focused, obviously. So at this point, he just decides to just bomb Chewie in to try and do as much damage as he could. So he sends him in, and he shoots Dracotta, which probably was the right choice. I think the only other target I had given him was a smuggler, and Chewie's focused. So he takes a shot at Dracotta, but I've got a surge block from C-3PO. And I think he did 4 damage. A focused Chewie did like 4 damage to Dracotta. And so at this point, you know, I killed Chewie with Han, and I'm just trading up on points while he's trying to get his Echo Base troopers into position. But Dracotta and Han are just gunning people down as they're coming up. And so I was able to kill Hera with, he didn't have on the land. Han one shot Hera. And with that being the case, I knew he couldn't make as favorable trades with his Han. So he actually sends his Han up in order to put pressure on me. But the only target I'd given him was Han. So he's shooting Han, I'm shooting back. Like, we're just shooting each other, but I've got MHD. And yeah. I've also got on the lamb. So if things go really south for me, I'm just going to be able to bail.
You can't beat an attrition match against the box.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it. And so he was just put in a position where it's not like he made a wrong choice. He just had to get lucky in order to come back from the dice swinging my way big time. And so then the last round, Han had two damage left to kill him. And he had finally, I didn't know this at the time, but he had finally drawn on the lamb, and I make my own luck, but he had initiative, so, you know, but he had on the lamb. Yep. So I just had Dracotta come up, kill C-3PO with an element of surprise, demolish and shrapnel onto Han and kill him. And that was it. Like, that was the game. So, I mean, it was, I'm really, really liking what Dracotta can do against Han and, you know, just everybody besides Vader. Yeah. But, okay, Scott.
So my first match was against the incomparable Kent Spafford.
Mm.
So he was running, so it was a mirror match for me, basically. The only difference being the elite riots were what he was running instead of regular riots, and then he didn't have Unshakable or that combo at all. So Mos Eisley, I had the exterior terrain starting point, he had the interior terrain starting point.
Who had initiative?
He had initiative. Okay. I actually never had initiative the entire tournament, all 3 rounds. I always went second, which is really weird because it is the only time in like the last month of play that I've ever gotten to go last with Vader in a round.
That's scary, actually.
Yeah, no, it played very effectively. I positioned Vader kind of heading down the hallway. I've got my riots and half my jets going towards the terminal and the objectives.
Okay.
So we kind of position out to control some of the boxes. He brings some jet troopers up to shoot a riot that I've put to control the 2 boxes in the middle.
Yep.
Does 1 damage.
Ooh, not good.
3 dice. I spend the token, puts 1 damage on him. I'm saving Vader for last. He brings his Vader up, kills the riot trooper.
Yeah.
Easily, because it's Vader and it's a riot trooper. Mm-hmm. And so final activation, I move, and he's got him 5 spaces away from my Vader.
Oh, man.
So I walk up.
Which I assume he thinks is like, I'm mostly safe, right?
Yeah, okay, I killed the Dredger. I'm going to take a force choke.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably okay. I'll hit him back end around.
Yep.
Right? Trying to say, like, making that accommodation. So I come up, play Dark Energy, pull Vader forward, put a damage on him, hit him with 5 damage on my Vader attacks, put him up to 6.
Huge.
Then, so I've got Vader and a jet, and he's got Vader and an elite riot right there.
Okay.
Kind of in this hallway. End of round, his Vader goes first, moves 2 spaces to attack my jet.
Parting blow. Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. Put another 4 damage on him.
Okay.
Then he makes his attack against my jet, puts 6 damage on him.
Ugh.
Yeah. So like almost kills him.
Yeah.
And then,
although realistically, like, what are the odds he's going to one shot a Jet? None if you pitch Zillow, right?
Like, I mean, if you pitch a card for Zillow. Like with Zillow, it's much harder. Like, because Vader can easily do 7 damage.
Yeah.
But yeah, with Zillow, it becomes a lot more difficult depending on the roll.
I mean, if he rolls double reds, yeah, this is end around double reds plus one. I mean, all you need to do is pitch a card for Zillow, and you can keep.
That actually happened later. Is that I made a double red attack against a Jet, and I would have killed him if he hadn't converted because he had a one block. I was coming out with 8 damage. Oh, he converted. But anyway, so I parting blow put more damage on him. Then I force choke him.
Okay.
And then,
so at this point, how much damage has he
taken? He's got 11 or 12 damage at the end of round one.
That's bad.
Right? So I have initiative going to the next round. First thing I do, I take Vader, unshakable him,
yep,
kill his Vader with an attack, and force choke the Riot just a few spaces away. And at that point, it just became a situation of, you know, his Jets and Riots are trying to hit my Jets. He's not really attacking Vader.
Which he shouldn't, right? I mean, he does not have the material to kill Vader at this point.
And, you know, we're both, like, you know, we're both getting points, like getting 2 or 4 points here or there. We're controlling a couple, like a lot of them were contested. But it just became the fact that, you know, I was dropping fuel upgrade. My Jets were taking out his people. And he killed, I want to say, 2 or 3 of my Jets, but... I had killed everything he had by then.
Yeah.
Just went up to points. And, I mean, like, you know, he didn't play incorrectly in any way. So, like, the moves he made, I totally understood and think were valid. It's just in a world with Unshakeable. And he'd never played against the Parting Blow combo.
Yeah, okay.
I mentioned that I had Parting Blow, like, when we were discussing beforehand. Yeah. And he's just like, oh, you're running Parting Blow? Or, like, what, you know, and... Like, you know, because he hadn't played in a while and hasn't played a lot, especially with this list and something new to him. And... It was just like, oh, you know, I didn't plan for it.
Yeah.
And so if you're not planning for the parting blow, like...
Oh, it's brutal.
When you lose Vader in the beginning of round two, after he's made 2 attacks and done a total of about 10 damage...
Yeah.
Like, you've just... Because he killed a riot trooper.
Yeah, like what? Is 11 that?
Point
yeah.
swing.
Yeah.
So it just kind of went downhill from there, and I was able to hit 40. I think it was like 40-14
okay.
at the end.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, losing Vader sort of, you just can't come. You are going to be very hard pressed to come back from
that. If you can put, and like, what I kind of said to him was, I was like, you know, you went for the Jet. You know, you could have gone for Vader, and because I mean, Vader versus Vader, like he can put 4 or 5 damage on himself.
Yeah, it's true.
And
rolling double reds with a reroll, I mean, like +1, right?
Yeah.
So like you're guaranteed to do, not guaranteed, but odds are strong that you'll do 3-ish damage, right?
Or even just force choke, you know? And it's because if you could get, you know, and he even said like, oh, I knew you had parting blow, but I moved anyway rather than attacking, because our Vaders were adjacent.
Yeah.
So I would have gotten 1 fewer attack. So even if I kill his Vader, if my Vader has 10 damage on him, you can come back from that.
Yeah.
Because my Vader's attacking your Vader, and then your Jets kill mine. And it's just... So, that was my first round.
Okay. All right. So round two, we go on to Jabba's. We're doing Stashed Away. No, I'm sorry. Spoils a crime. And my opponent was JK.
Yep.
That's...
Which,
so tell us how this game went, JK.
We can rewind into... we played the exact same map on Thursday night.
Yep.
So... Without getting into the like too much of the weeds, essentially what happened. So, I take the bottom side. I have Devious. He takes stair side. I always say bottom side.
Yeah.
So Kenny's on stair side. I'm on the other side.
Yeah.
I open the door. I've done this thing where I leave a Jawa in front of IG, just for the sake of an attack.
You're 2 spaces away from IG, so I can't blast 2.
Yeah,
right?
I moved up 1 afterwards.
Yes.
So. I'm down one initiative or one activation.
Because
so,
I start with 9, so I go 1, then 9-7. You're 8. Yep.
I opened the door with 1 weak way. I moved out with a focused weak way, and I killed a smuggler who hadn't activated yet. After we'd done the little pass dance. And then I stepped back. So I had end of round.
This was huge.
Yeah.
This was huge.
And so we do, you know, there's some scheming shenanigans. Nothing special happens round 1 until the very end.
Yeah.
At the very end, I have IG. I do not have Blaze in my hand. I have Assassinate, which I was hoping to use, but I play Urgency. So I run up, and he has a smuggler, like kind of tucked right on the as you're entering the stairs side deployment area. He has a smuggler, Han, and Dracata
in a line.
In a line.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, I don't, like, I have negation in my hand, so I'm not worried about taking initiative. I know I'm getting, you know, end of round, start of round. So I run up and I take a shot at Dracata, thinking to myself, if I can kill Dracata with these three attacks, I'm really set up right
now.
Because I'm like, he either has On the Lamb or Miracle Worker, which means Han's going to live either way, but Dracata, I have a 50-50 chance of having him die. I take my shot and...
I had On the Lamb. Yeah. I did not have Miracle Worker.
which I didn't find out. Spoiler alert, I didn't actually find that out. Dracata rolls the 3 block, so 4 block, and I roll a... And I roll, going back to my, I would like to see 6 icons, I saw 5 icons. And so I did 1 damage
to Dracata. It was brutal.
And then I was really like, oh boy. So I use my...
And I'm taking the strain as damage because I'm thinking I'm going to be pulling Miracle Worker or something like, you know. And I'm also expecting Dracata to die.
Yes.
Right? Like I want him to take 3 IG shots and die. Yeah. I guess I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And so I slide out of line of sight so Han can't get a shot on me. And start of the next round, I'm like, at this point, now I'm doing math and I'm saying, I have to do 10 more damage to Dracata. Like, I have Assassinate, but, like, I'm, one, not guaranteed to have it. He has a better chance of pulling Miracle Worker now.
Mm-hmm.
And, two, if by chance I don't kill Dracata, the game is just over. Like,
yeah.
And so, I don't know if I made the right play by not pressing in, because it's a 3-point loss for me for the trade. Like, if I kill Dracata and you kill IG, it's a loss.
Yeah.
But that being said, it becomes Han versus the world, which is still not necessarily in my favor. So I actually run the other way to the stairs, and I kill MHD with...
Assassinate
and IG.
Always good to kill MHD.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, because that's exactly the thing is, if I do 9 points to Dracata, MHD comes and heals him, and it's just the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
So I took my shot here.
And Miracle Worker's not usable anymore.
Exactly. So we didn't have Miracle Worker, so I got that out of the way. But I just didn't, I wasn't able to tuck IG far enough away. So then Dracata came and he did his damage. Han came and he did his damage. End of round.
Crazy thing about that was Dracata comes and did... You rolled like a 3 block, but I got like a bunch of damage on you.
Yeah, that's right.
So at this point, JK has never played. He has not played Blaze. And I'm convinced he's got it in his hand.
Yeah.
You know, because IG isn't in a pretty defensive spot. So I send Han up. I've got On the Lamb in my hand, but I send him in front of Dracata and take a range, you know, 7-8 shot. But he's focused on IG.
Have Hera?
I had Hera. Yeah. And I had... Tools for the job.
Yeah.
So I rolled red, green, blue.
Oh.
You had, I needed to do 9 damage to IG and I pop and I like JK rolled, I think surges. Like you rolled a surge block or something.
Yeah. Cause I was even next to C-3PO. I ran C-3PO up to get it. So I'm like, I was block, surge block with my actual roll.
Yeah. And I just, Han one shot IG. And at that point I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And, I tried to limp on a little bit with weak ways taking shots here and there. I've gotten to a point, against Kenny's box, I sacrifice a weak way to make sure that IG's out of line of sight early on.
Which is huge, because you can't take damage on IG against.
I want to make sure I'm pulling first blood with IG.
Yeah.
But then I'm just, I'm down on materials, and it's on the, it's the pickup mission.
And it's really the thought of, with your list, especially in that matchup.
Yeah.
So, if you trade for Dracata, it's like 3 points. So maybe even if you can, knock off... Gideon or, or someone and it's even, it's still not even in the sense that you're playing weak ways versus Han.
Yeah.
That's not even close.
Well, Han's going to one shot the weak ways. And if I still got On the Lamb in my hand, right?
Yeah.
And this is why I've actually kept Data Theft in my deck is because what I want to use Data Theft for is I want Han to take a shot on a weak way that he On the Lambs. And then I will use Mac to say, okay, now I'm going to use your data. I'm going to Data Theft. You're On the Lamb.
Yeah.
And now you just can't kill Han, right?
Right.
Because Han needs to be able to kill 3 weak ways, which he can do.
Yep.
But you've got to give him the tools that he needs in order to do it.
And it is scary because if you don't have On the Lamb, 3 weak ways can kill Han.
Absolutely. 2 weak ways can kill
him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I was behind enough that it didn't make sense. Yeah. Like if I had been able to kill Dracata, yada, 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 it changes the game. Maybe if it's on the other map with the
objectives,
I have a little bit better of a chance. But that's, it's very much it was a different match than our one on Thursday in terms of the outcome is different. How it kind of played out was different. We played different ways, but it was the same idea that happened in both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Okay, that was us.
Cool. So for my second match, I played Daniel Butler.
Yep.
And he was running a Wookiee list. He kind of was debating at the beginning of the tournament if he wanted to go all in on the Wookiees or pull in some spy shenanigans. And he so he was running Chewbacca, Drakata, Mock, Hera,
Jin,
Care Package, and R2.
Okay.
Like, really solid list, and with some scary Wookiees. So we're playing Jabba. So I had the, I guess, if you're orienting it as the Rancor pits at the bottom, on the right side, and he had on the left.
So you had the stair side.
So I have the stair side.
Yep.
So I never open the door on that map. Like, you know, yeah. It's not what I'm doing. Sometimes I'll do it if I like want to drop a riot.
Yeah.
Down the pit.
But you don't want Drakata getting a shot into your deployment zone. Exactly.
So I play very conservatively. I move a riot up, down, against the, there's some blocking terrain or there's a, like a wall down. So I move him down towards the furthest side you can go. My officers are camping next to the terminal. My jets are next to the terminal. And Vader's next to the terminal as well. He hasn't activated yet. So I'm playing very conservatively. Daniel, you know, he puts Mock up at the, opens the door, heads up towards the objective in the top. He brings Jin down. Jin takes a shot at my riot. I'm fine with this. I put the riot there as kind of bait to like elicit an attack.
Yeah.
He gets one damage and a stun off because I played my token and Zillowed the pierce because she's the only one piercing, so I don't have to save it.
Yep.
And at this point, I'm thinking, okay, I've got face to face. I've got looking for a fight. I've got parting blow.
Yeah.
You know, great combinations. I was like, even if he has on the lamb, I feel pretty confident that unless some dodge shenanigans happen, I can kill Jin.
Yeah.
And that's my plan.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's got a focused Drakata. He's got a focused Chewie.
So this is an important thing. He's got his Chewie's focused, right?
Yeah.
And so as we're going to talk, so.
Yeah. Going. Anyway. So, and you know, he's got debts repaid. And I think it's interesting because having debts repaid in your initial hand, I always thought, I was like, that's such an advantage. And I think it's actually a big disadvantage. Because it tells your opponent what you have and allows them to play around it.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
Normally, like, yeah, if you never draw it and Chewie dies, that sucks and it ultimately has no value.
Yeah.
But I specifically play around it so that it has smaller value than it does. And I think, you know, that depends on the circumstances.
Yeah.
But if I was playing Chewie, I would rather they not know I have it.
Yeah.
Because then you can trap them.
Well, I mean, I would rather have it and have them know than have them not know and not have it.
I don't know. Well, I think that part of the problem is we just haven't seen enough, like, Chewie play in order to, like, we've seen Chewie play, like, using Jin as a sacrifice piece.
Yeah.
But I think you got to get more out of it. Like, I don't think losing Jin is worth just getting another.
Well, if you activate, so, like, it's interesting. I think it depends on how you play. So, Dan, like, saves Chewie second to last.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Chewie just bombs into the beginning.
Yep.
And it's like, okay, so I have to attack Chewie. Or else, you know, he's going to get reactivated.
Yep.
Right. And if you have, like, some defensive cards, I think that's really important with him.
Yeah.
And
you should always focus Jin, and you should always focus Drakata over Chewie, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. So Chewie's focused, and Drakata's focused. And, you know, they've got their Hera bump movement. So he moves Drakata down and just drops a rubble token.
Okay.
Right in front of Vader. Puts a damage on Vader.
Yeah.
And now it's difficult terrain in that, like, little diagonal right out into the middle area.
Yep.
So it's like, cool, Vader's movement's limited. So I go, okay. So he just activated Drakata.
Yeah.
He's got Hera and Chewie left.
Yep.
And I think, okay, I want to move my jets into position before I do this move with Vader that I'm now planning. Because I'm like, I'm not going to have to go for Jin. I'm going to go for Drakata.
Yeah.
Because Drakata is the first person to die in a Drakata list.
Oh, that's, yeah, you got to
always.
But
people always build around making him amazing.
Yeah.
So,
and remember, the thing about Drakata is Drakata's value, his damage is not, it's not like a spike damage. He is going to be dealing 6 damage on his target and 3 to 4 damage on everything around him, right? Every single shot. That's just insane.
It's really powerful. And so I'm saying, like, all right, like, if he activates Hera, then great. Debt's repaid. If I can kill Drakata, is not going to be useful.
Yep.
But he activates Chewie, and Chewie just comes up and he double moves and he slams a jet.
Huh.
And then moves back. Mm. And so I'm like, okay, that's okay. He's still focused.
Yeah.
Because my thought is, I'm going to try and kill Drakata. I feel like I can.
Yeah.
And he's going to play Debts Repaid, and I'm going to get a focus shot against Vader.
Yeah.
That I'm going to take damage on. But I'm okay with that because he's still losing on the focus. I'm okay because I'm he's not optimizing and not using the best version of that Death's Page. So I move Vader up, four movement points, play face-to-face, hit Drakata for 6 damage.
Okay.
It's like, okay, great. Looking for a fight, push him, parting blow.
Yep.
Hit him for 8 damage.
Yeah, he's not.
Kill Drakata.
The odds of Drakata surviving 2 Vader attacks are almost zero. Yeah.
Well, I mean, unless he rolls, like, generally speaking, unless Vader rolls no surges.
Yes.
And unless Drakata rolls 3 blocks, he has no defensive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's just, like, taking pure damage.
And with looking for a fight, I'm playing a damage token. So even that even just compounds it even more. So Chewie gets reactivated.
Okay.
He shoots me. Has a great attack. Like, he slams Vader for 2 points of damage, pushes him, and then basically just puts, I think, want to say 6 damage total. So he does 5 with his attack. So Vader's up to, no, actually, he does 7 damage. So he puts, or 6 damage, so he goes up to 8. So Vader is stunned with half of his health now.
Yeah.
So that's pretty.
But you got Unshakeable, so.
Yeah, I've got Unshakeable.
Yeah.
Once again, I didn't have initiative, so. Second round, Vader just force chokes Jin, puts 2 damage. He takes the card and he loses on the lamb.
Oh, man, this is so huge.
And the funny thing is, he's like, last time I did this, I lost on the lamb. And then he does it anyway. And he loses on the lamb. He's like, ah. And ultimately, you know, it's like the idea is like, oh, it's going to save Jin, but it didn't save Jin.
Yeah.
So I activate the 2 jet troopers.
He also forgot about heroic effort, we're saying. As he should have panned on the lamb from Drakata dying.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
so,
never forget heroic effort, people.
Yeah, absolutely. Because he started using it later, and it definitely came in handy.
Yeah.
So I activate my jet troopers, come in, shoot Jin to death.
Yeah.
Kill her. I come in, I play overrun, put 2 damage on R2 and Hera that have moved up.
Yeah.
Hera came up and shot Vader at the end of the round and did no damage.
Of course.
It's Hera shooting Vader.
Yeah.
And then I have my jet trooper, after he puts 2 damage on Hera, shoot her, does exactly 5 damage. So he kills Hera. So basically, first action of round 2, he's down Jin, Drakata, and Hera.
It's huge.
So he's got Gideon, Mock, Chewie, R2.
C-3PO.
Yeah. He activates, Chewie comes up, slams Vader for 3.
Yeah.
And then shoots Vader. So Vader has 11 damage now. He's got to do 5. He plays Wild Attack. And so I'm rolling black, white.
This is nuts. Because he needs to kill Vader.
Yeah, he's got, I want to say, what is it? Blue, yellow, red, red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue, yellow, red, red.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Rolls. He rolls 7 damage rolled.
Yeah.
And 1 surge.
Yep.
I roll evade on the black and 1 block on the white. Reroll the white and, like, I got to dodge because if I roll the black, like,
Yeah,
I'd have to roll, because it's the same odds. It's I roll 3 block or I roll a dodge.
Yeah.
1 out of 6 chance.
Yeah.
And I roll into a 3rd of 8. The literal worst roll I possibly could have.
No way
to save Vader. So Vader doesn't even get to activate that round. I'm like, oh, like, because I, before that, I was feeling like, okay, this is in the bag.
Yeah.
Like, you rolled through. Yeah.
Yeah. But then he kills Vader, and I'm like, all right, so this is basically Chewie and his support versus my jet troopers.
Yeah, but Chewie, who is activated at this point.
Chewie's activated, has full health.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So basically, I send some of my, you know, I move my riots up into position, taking some pot shots with my jet troopers. Eventually, it just comes out that I use my jet troopers to take out C-3PO, take out Gideon, take out Mock. And then eventually, you know, it was like my riots were putting damage on Chewie, and he eventually conceded because I think I had hit like 30 points when he was at 13 for having killed it.
Yeah.
So he hadn't even killed a figure yet.
See, that's brutal.
And, the really big impactful thing, you know, because I think, I mean, I don't know that it would have changed the overall outcome of the game, but things that would have just significantly benefited Daniel was, very first thing, he opens the door with Mock and move. But he had Mock's command card in his hand that prevents you from playing command cards for the rest of the round.
Yeah. Do that. If you have things to play at the beginning of the round, you should not assume you're going to be able to play them at a later point.
Right. So it's just one of those things where if he had played that, Vader doesn't even reach Drakata.
Yeah.
So basically Vader would have gone, all right, I'm going to go over and force choke Jin. Hope he takes it as 3 or loses an awesome card.
Yeah.
and then I'm going to force Shoker again at the end of the round.
Right? Yeah.
Everything becomes a known quantity at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I think that's, I mean, I he was, so the card's called Shadow Ops. I think it's such an awesome idea for a card. That it costs an action sucks,
yeah,
because Mac needs to survive until you play it, mm-hmm, right? I mean, like, there's just so many arguments against it, but I really love the idea of it. But you should never assume that you're going to be able to play that at a more optimal time than, like, his first activation, right?
And I think, you know, ultimately, like, Chewbacca, I think, is solid.
Yeah.
He's not good enough to hang on his own. I think Han in that situation, one-shotting jet troopers, because, you know, he's going to get a shot off.
Yeah.
The jet troopers are going to shoot him, get shot back, and then he's going to get an end-of-round shot.
Yep.
So, ultimately, I think if it was Han and not Chewie, he could have pulled it off. But I don't think a free slam.
That's max, you know, 3 damage.
Well, right? In that situation, I had a jet trooper taking 5 damage from Chewie. Yeah. He comes up and slams him, 1 damage.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
It can whiff.
I think Chewie was better in the pre-Unshakable world.
Yes.
We'll see what happens in, like, next wave if Vader still stay there. But, yeah. Now, like, I played him, actually. No. I played someone, like, a week or two ago, and they were running Unshakable Vader, and I was running Han Chewie, and I was like, my Chewie attack, like, it can do damage, but the whole point of it is it's a status, you know, it's a status thing where I'm going to lock something down with Unshakable, or with, I'm going to lock Vader down with stun. Like, that's literally all I care about. Everything else,
Chewie can put damage through Vader and stun him, right?
Exactly. Right. And so, now in the Unshakable world, I'm like,
it just doesn't matter.
I want to shoot everything else and I don't even care anymore.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
means I would rather spend my 11 points elsewhere.
That's a great point.
Absolutely.
Yep. That's a great point. Okay. So that's us. Round 3.
Okay, round 3, I played Daniel, going back into it.
We should say it was Mos Eisley stashed away.
Yeah, so this is the
Concealed treasures.
Yeah, the pickup
and return. Yep.
He did a thing where he put a lot of pressure on the center hallway. Drakata popped his head out to try and kill a Weequay that I on the lammed.
Ooh.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
And then...
I mean, who else are you going to on the land?
Exactly. Like, that's the whole point of it.
The whole point of your list is, like, maintain peak efficiency for as long as possible. Yep. So
I ran him away. There's not a lot of give and take in this match. I used my weak ways to put damage onto Drakata. So I did, like, 6 to him or something like that. Which means I could kill him at the end with IG.
Do you have Blaze?
I did not have Blaze. I didn't draw Blaze.
Okay.
I started with On the Lamb and then zero cost cards, and this was, and I drew for like 5 more zero cost cards. I did not draw
like,
any
sounds
cards.
Like someone can't shuffle.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I have some issues. And then he moved Chewie in front, so I get end of round attack. Oh no, I don't, because he has more. So I actually just took a shot on Chewie with IG and then just kind of hit him away. I did like
so you can't get stunned back.
Yeah, I did like 6 damage to him. He took a shot on a Jawa, and I think I dodged because my Jawa is the best Jawa ever.
It's a special Jawa.
I don't know.
JK what it is. Blessed him with the dodge magic.
That's
like,
right.
I'll have a game where I'll roll nothing but like evades on black die, but I'll have a Jawa that survives to the end because he just rolls dodges.
That's it.
Them
pagan Tatooine gods.
Never, never take a. I had the same thing with R2 where I just never don't dodge with R2.
Yeah.
There's just some figures.
Yeah, that's it.
Make it work. He then started round activated Chewie, and or no, sorry, I had initiative round 2 because I have Devious. So I actually came up and I killed Drakata with, because he tucked Chewie back behind. I went up and I actually killed Drakata before Chewie got a go. I let, like, IG was kind of sitting out in the open, but...
You killed him with IG.
Yeah, with IG. So IG came down, took his 2 shots, killed him. Or wait, no, sorry. I was going to plan on taking 2 shots. I took the 1 and then I killed him. Like, I was surprised at the damage I did.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting our result, Kenny, where but I rolled like 8 icons. So I think I rolled 3 on red, 3 on red, and then the 2. And so I did like the 9 damage, and he was next to C-3PO, and he still only, like, he rolled a block.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was like not 9 enough. Damage. And then I retreated IG back to in front of C-3PO, just because. Well, I drew Devotion, that's why.
Oh yeah.
That was the reason. And then he actually played Shadow Ops next.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did some shenanigans. He
That's actually kinda cool.
Yeah, he came down with Hera, killed a Weequay, he came down with Chewie, killed a different Weequay. Like, he was putting pressure on me, but I like I just had advantage still. Like, I never... This is one of those games where if you looked at it at any given point, it probably looked fairly even. But I never felt like I didn't have advantage in it. Like, I never had... Like, I didn't feel like I ever didn't have the upper hand.
Yeah.
You didn't feel the pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Eventually, like, he on the land with Chewie out of the way. I moved up and killed... This was round three, so I'm just kind of cruising through here. So I moved up with IG to shoot Chewie. He on the land. I killed Hera. He reactivated Chewie, but I was moved far enough back that he only had an IG shot with it. And so I was like, I have a full health IG. You're welcome to take that. Eventually, he moved back around, took the shot, stunned him, and then I killed a bunch of stuff with some weak ways. Eventually, IG got to go. IG stepped in, finished Chewie off.
That was it.
That's basically the game.
That's
it. I mean, it was another one of those games where things broke. I mean, they didn't go great for me. Like, I eventually pulled heightened reflexes, and I had on the lamb, but it's not
and
like
his Chewie kept rolling dodges, huh?
And his Chewie rolled four dodges. I was like, oh my gosh, that is terrible.
Poor guy.
So, yeah.
Right.
It's better than rolling a blank, and that's about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you think about it, what it converts into, there's a 50% chance Chewie rolls that on the die anyway.
Exactly.
Block, surge block.
Yeah. I know, it's, ugh. Yeah. I did feel bad, but that's it. That was round three. So you guys,
So our round three was, we're both the only 2-0s. It was only our 3-round tournament. So we're playing each other.
Yeah.
Scott, you want to give us a little bit of a rundown?
Yeah. Kenny's a jerk.
Okay. That's a great place to start.
Right. Kenny's
we're out.
This is a super, super, super close game.
Yeah. So it's actually funny because on Thursday we played the same list on the same map with the same mission.
Yep.
And that one went pretty heavily in my favor due to some good rolls and some
I made some mistakes that game.
Right. But that one I was feeling like, okay, cool. Like we both have learned from that one. So we'll see how this one goes. So, you know, I was in the same map area as I was with my match against Kent. And I kind of started off in a similar fashion. This is, you know, picking up crates rather than controlling. So I'm moving. So, you know, first round, I move my jets down towards his southernmost door, where he's camp based. He's got like his smuggler next to a terminal.
Yep.
So I'm getting a pretty good flank on that. I've got my green jets are sort of just hanging out up top next to the terminal with an officer and a regular riot. And then I've got Vader sort of chilling in the back. He hasn't activated yet. And this is, I think, honestly, ironically, this is probably where I lost the game, was in the first round because of a miscalculation I made. I hadn't activated my green jets yet, so there wasn't an easy reason for this to happen. But I had opened both of the doors by my area with the riot troopers.
The right move.
Right. You know, it's flexible. It gives some options.
So, and it just means all the doors are going to be open around one.
Exactly.
There's nowhere to hide.
Yeah. I don't, you know, I'm Vader, I'm Jets, I don't want people to hide behind doors. So Kenny's pulled Hera up so that, you know, he can have her bonus anywhere he shoots. And he pulls Drakata up. And Drakata's got, what, 8 range he has to make to get to an officer that I have.
No, it was your regular Riot.
Oh, it was my regular Riot.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'll shoot that black die.
Right, regular Riot. So he comes in, it's focused. He rolls, and, you know, Hera hops in there, kills my riot, and does blast 2 to my officer and both of my jet troopers.
Yeah.
And that's really, really bad. And I'll explain why I think that cost me the game later. So I move Vader up, and I force choke Drakata. I use my 2 green jets to shoot Drakata.
Yeah.
So end of round one, Drakata's got, I want to say, 8 damage.
Yep, he has 8 damage on
it. Right? And then end of round, I'm going to be able to pull, you know, up to 11 on Drakata, and a jet trooper's just going to be able to, like, take him out. So Kenny moves his Han up to block that from happening. And it's like, okay, I knew he was going to do that. He double moved, so it cost him an attack on one of my jet troopers.
Yeah, there's no way. I thought, I was like, is there any way I can get 2 attacks out of Han? No, and I need to protect Drakata.
Yeah, not a bad move at all, I think. So I move up, I force choke You know, he takes an end of round shot from Hanna, one of my jet troopers.
One shot him.
Yeah. One shot. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was this
because these are the ones that they've taken.
Yeah. So I've taken two damage on this guy.
Yep.
Han does exactly five damage.
Yeah.
So it costs me that jet trooper.
Mm-hmm.
Vader comes up, force chokes Han, does three damage.
I take it as damage.
It's the only damage Han's going to take all day.
Yeah.
Because with MHD, you take it as damage.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's just always. Yep. You don't.
I also and at this point, I have a miracle worker in my hand. So
yeah. So I get initiative. He doesn't have take initiative.
Nope.
So I have face to face. I have Looking for a Fight. I have Parting Blow.
That's huge.
I have two Parting Blows. So, you know, because I planned very first thing.
Yep.
I think the planning rule by fear, I have a 1/3 chance of having five cards post-planning.
Yep.
So I'll take that round one. I come up and Vader easily does enough damage to kill Drakata.
Yep.
And then MHD Miracle Workers. I'm totally fine with this.
Yes, absolutely.
And I just say, cool, I'm going to push him. I'm going to Parting Blow, and I'm going to kill him.
Yep.
So I kill Drakata.
Yep.
Vader has no damage on him.
And you've played. So you've played Parting Blow.
Yeah.
You've played one Parting Blow, right? And you're standing right next to Han.
I'm playing, right next to Han.
Yep.
So then, Kenny, I think you used Gideon or used a smuggler. Took it. I think, Kenny was using his smugglers to come up, grab boxes, grab back.
Yep.
So he's already claimed one box by now, I think.
Yep.
So that's up to 4 points. And he's got 4 points for a jet and another 2 points for my rise. He's at 10 points now. I'm at 9. Very close point game the whole way through.
Yes, absolutely.
So I have a jet come in. He grenades a spot adjacent to MHD, Hera, and both of his smugglers.
Yep.
I rolled 2 damage. If I'd rolled 3, I would have killed both smugglers.
I'm so glad that did not happen.
That also probably would have won me the game because you wouldn't have been able to get those 4 extra points with that box as easily.
Yeah, I would have had to have used Hera to just pick up the box and run. Which was, that's what I was planning when you dropped the grenade. I was like, well, Hera's going to have to pick up boxes now, right? But you also have got 3 jets alive at this point, right?
Yeah.
That's scary for me.
Right. So then, you know, you start, I believe you work towards killing that jet.
Yep.
My blue jets come up. They both... They do 2 die attacks on the smugglers. I have to surge for range, and I deal 1 damage on each attack.
Oh, man, it was brutal.
Right.
Gosh, that sucks so bad.
Yeah.
And the odds were not super bad that you would make range. But both times, you literally, needed me not to roll an evade.
Well, it was that I rolled 2 damage and a surge with 4 range each time.
Yeah.
So I rolled the same results for both attacks.
Yeah. And you needed 5 range.
I need 5 range, so I had to surge for the range.
And so then it becomes...
But he rolled 1 block on the white die both times.
I never rolled an evade.
So I killed both of those my jet troopers, which is fine. You know, I'm not getting a better attack.
And one of them had already dropped off the box. So.
Right, one of them dropped off the box. MHD, I was like, MHD's going to heal him if I don't get him now.
Yep.
You know, and then my officers, I take like 1 shot against C-3PO to try and kill him, miss out on it.
Yeah.
The other one, I pick up a box and move back.
Yep.
Then Kenny plays Intelligence Leak with Mach.
Yep. So at this point in my hand, I have got Strategic Shift, Intelligence Leak, Element of Surprise, and I think Collateral Damage or something for Drakata. Something that's just not going to help me.
It might have been Arcing Shot, too.
It was just one of those cards that's just not going to do me anything.
Right.
So what I do is I played all of my cards. I played Element of Surprise. I focused Hera. She actually went and one-shot a jet.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Hera one-shot a jet.
With Element of Surprise. I rolled 7 damage. That was high roll. And so...
Which cost me a lot.
Yeah. And then what I did was I used Mac to Intelligence Leak away.
You didn't one-shot him, actually, because I think... Didn't I discard a card to save him?
Oh, that was right.
Right. But then MHD came up and weakened and did that 1 damage to kill him.
That was right. You're right. Yeah. But I still did a really good
roll. Right. You had an amazing... Yeah. You forced me to drop a card.
Yeah.
And I think I dropped Tough Luck.
Yeah. You dropped Fuel Upgrade because he needed to keep him alive.
You're just going to kill him if I can't use Fuel Upgrade.
Anyway,
yeah.
So what's the point?
So then what happened is, at this point I've got Strategic Shift, Intelligence Leak, and Collateral Damage or Arcing Shot, something for Drakata. So what I do is he's got 1 card in his hand, right?
Yeah.
I Intelligence Leak away, it's Parting Blow. I take it as damage because I still have not seen on the lamb.
Yeah.
I take it as damage on Mac and then Strategic Shift my own hand back.
I remember seeing it.
So I strategic shift to get rid of that, and I draw On the Land and Negation.
Right.
And so at this point now, it's like, okay, now this is, it's got to where I'm behind, because I've lost Dracada and only killed like a jet or two, to now like Han is going to not die to Vader, because both of his parting blows are gone, right?
Yeah. So like, well, and Han, if Han had got parting blowed,
yeah,
then I had a token, I only had to do 9 damage, yep, which is feasible, probably not going to happen,
yeah,
but I could probably put you to where if you take any damage, I'll probably do 5 or 6 damage, yeah, and then you're within force choke range.
Yep, exactly. That's exactly right.
So Han moves away, I think.
One shot's a jet. Yep.
It might have been the damage jet that was next to him.
Yeah.
And once again, had 2 damage, you did exactly 5.
Yep.
So in both those situations, I would have kept 2 jets. You would have had to spend 2 attacks instead of 1 if I had played smarter with that Dracada blast. So then Vader, end of round, moves up. Yeah, because you shoot the jet and move, and then your end of round shoots the other jet,
yep,
and that jet survives.
Yes, that was it. That was who MHC had to
So kill. Vader comes up, force chokes
C-3PO. To kill him.
Yeah. I've got some riots up to deal some damage on some people. I think I put 2 damage on someone. I did. Yeah. Something to someone with a riot.
You've got this one riot is just like kind of hovering around. The other one's gone, but one's hovering around. Okay.
So then it becomes a simple matter of Kenny's running boxes while Vader's chasing down Hera and Gideon.
Yep.
End around, I force choke Hera, I move up, I attack Gideon.
Yep.
I'm able to kill Gideon pretty easily, put Hera up to a lot of damage.
I'm at 6 damage at this point.
6 damage.
Yep.
My riot runs a box for me.
Yep.
We eventually get to the point where I have one officer, a riot, and Vader left. You've got Hera at 6, MHC with 2, and Han with 3.
Yep.
Force choke Hera to death, and then you're running boxes with Han,
yep,
and killing my officers. So yep. I think we hit 37 to 33 points.
Yep.
Vader's chasing you. My riot's going down to go for some of the 2 boxes that are left.
Yep.
There's 2 on the field. Han's carrying 1.
Yep.
Han kills my
last officer.
Officer puts you up to 35.
39.
Well, you...
That's right. 35.
You drop the box and go up to 39.
Yep.
So then we're sitting there, and this is just great for Kenny. So he's 39, I'm 33.
Yeah.
Vader's standing on a box. I have him pick it up and move adjacent to Han.
Because you can't let me get that box, right?
Yeah.
If I get the box.
So I've got Negation, I've got Dark Energy, I've got Overrun. So I've got two cards to pitch, basically, for blocks.
Yeah.
And I've got, you know, Negation in case you play a zero cost card, like,
yep,
Urgency or something. And I'm like, all right, if he can either, he's going to win by either picking up a box or killing a riot.
Yep.
I think I can prevent the box pretty, I can prevent him from picking that up.
Yep.
Kill MHD with Vader, and then it's just, I have to attack Vader or Han a couple times.
Or drop off a box. Because at that point you're at 33, so MHD puts you up to 38, and then you drop off
and a box. And then I drop a box. So basically my thought was that round, walk up, kill MHD, drop a box.
Yep.
And maybe you can, and then if I can do that, which I don't think I could because I'd have to force choke MHD.
Yeah.
I think I could do it end of round if I had initiative because I would walk up, drop the box, force choke MHD, force choke him again.
Yep.
Because I don't think you had any cards left to
save him.
To save him.
No. Nope.
So that would have killed him.
Yep.
Even if you had 1 card left, that would have still been 5 damage.
Yeah.
And then the thought is, if that didn't work out, you know, Kenny would kill my riot with an end of round attack.
Yeah.
Because you only have to do 5 damage, and I have a guaranteed 1 block, but...
2 block with your Zillow, so...
Right.
I got to do 5 damage against 2 block and your black die. It's
right.
tough.
So it's tough, right?
I'm not focused.
Right. Except Kenny does what Kenny does. He plays black market price, gets rid of a 1-cost card, and goes up to 40 points.
Yeah, that was it. And that was the last card in my deck. And I'm like, I just got to make it long enough to, you know, get that. Because I never pitched On the Lamb. I mean, I never used it because... You force choked Hera, which was smart. I wanted you to attack Hera with somebody so I could On the Lamb and run away, but obviously you never did because you know not to do that.
Well,
so.
And I think I did, though, with my officer. I attacked Hera with my officer, which I think was also...
Yeah,
I should have moved him away because those 2 points were really important for you.
Yeah.
You would have had to black market price On the Lamb.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, you know, probably... I don't think the outcome would have changed if I hadn't attacked.
Yeah.
But it was a thing of, like, I didn't do any damage to Hera.
Yeah.
Didn't force you to play On the Lamb. Because if... Honestly, if you had to have played On the Lamb...
Yeah.
Then, basically, I would have just been able to attack Han with Vader. And unless you dodge...
Yeah.
I get you.
Yep, absolutely.
So that was a big problem, not doing the 1 damage with that officer, which officers aren't known for doing damage.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, it was a super close game. A really good match.
That was an awesome. It was a great match. I mean, I think Dracada, is good against everything except Vader. So it against like against the Vader list, Drakata needs to kill at least two jets and put damage on other things. Yeah. I didn't quite get that this game. I mean, he did that blast was massive.
That blast was a really helpful, but in like a larger scheme, like if you think about like Drakata, like if you say, hey, what did Drakata do? He killed a riot and he put two damage on some people.
That's not quite
two damage on an officer doesn't mean anything because it's like most people are gonna kill an officer in one shot anyway.
Yeah.
So if an officer takes damage, no one really cares.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the two down to the jets was big in that, but in the grand scheme of things, like Drakata needs to do more than that.
Yeah, yeah. And so I feel like I definitely need to play with Drakata against Vader more so I get a better idea of how to control. Because, you know, Vader's just going to two-shot Drakata. Just did the math, and it's like he's got a 70% chance to do 7 damage.
Right.
And that doesn't even include his reroll, right?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And, you know, if you've got looking for a fight or that's an extra damage, or if you've got dark energy, that's an extra damage, just unmitigatable.
Yep.
And so it comes to the point where, honestly, like, I think you just have to be more, like, Drakata can be very aggressive in most lists.
Yeah.
Like, I think he can be aggressive against Rangers because, yeah, they have built-in Pierce 1, but Drakata's got a built-in
block. Yeah, so that's just, like, they cancel each other out.
Yeah, they cancel each other out. And then Drakata can hit as far away, like, with Hera, can hit them from the same distance they can. He's going to do enough damage to kill them most time. Yep. He's going to blast, which, you know.
And shrapnel. I mean, the shrapnel is just so good.
Yeah.
Right?
It's really, Drakata's really good against most lists. I think the thing is that people play aggressively with Drakata and Vader punishes them.
Yep.
So I think the way you do it is you play a little bit more conservatively with Drakata.
Yeah.
You don't go for those like big things. Cause like, I mean, it worked out for you.
Yeah.
But like, let's say it hadn't, like that would have been a big blunder because it allowed me to kill Drakata relatively easily.
Yep.
And I think you have to assume Vader can always move 2 or 3 spaces more than he can.
Yeah.
Once.
Yes, because you got looking for or face to face, looking for a fight, dark energy, all these cards,
urgency. So yeah, I run 4 cards that can give Vader some amount of movement. I used to run more,
yeah,
but like I kind of swapped them out for some other options. But and honestly, with planning, so I have a 1 in 3 chance of drawing planning opening hand.
Yep. Which is so good.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I like my card so much that I frequently will drop Element of Surprise or Tough Luck if they're in my opening hand. Because while they're both incredibly good cards,
yeah,
they don't contribute to the combos that can swing the game.
Yeah, you got to think, like, what... Yeah, that's the great way to phrase it. What is the combo that I'm looking for here?
Right. And so I think with Vader, like, the thing I worry most about in a list is Mach. Because of Strategic Shift.
Yep.
And... you know, his stupid card.
Yep.
Like, and most people aren't going to be running Mach.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have him. But, like, even just any amount of spy card control.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing, like, list to list, a Vader list is just going to do more damage.
Yeah.
And have more health than any other list.
Yep.
But other lists have the cards to equalize and improve it. You have to deal with All in the Lamb. You have to deal with Tools for the Job, Assassinate, all that jazz.
Yep.
And Vader can't keep up with that by himself. And so if you have a couple cards, do a couple things, like it doesn't really work out.
Yeah.
So being able to utilize those cards, I think, and me, Kenny and I were talking about this when it was sort of like, I'm not really convinced of the Unshakable thing. And for me, the benefit of Unshakable, like I would honestly, if it was just Vader getting an extra attack or 2 extra attacks in game, I'd be like, I'd rather have Elite Riots.
Yeah.
They're going to live longer. They hit way harder because the built-in weaken and the reroll are fantastic.
So great.
Surge for plus 2 damage.
Yep, so great.
It's just really, really good. But the fact that you need Rule by Fear to pull it off and that Parting Blow is the Miracle Worker and On the Lamb counter.
Yeah, that's it. It's On the Lamb specifically, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think like that's the great thing is these smugglers are built on negating a massive strike. Mm-hmm. But if you are able to come in with Vader and, you know, hit them... And when they're trying to run away, they're burning their best card that you then negate.
Right, and that's all huge. You're really paying for, it's like negating it.
Yeah.
So I'm basically trading a card for a card, and I get stunned. And the stun for me, like the great thing is that if Vader hasn't been attacked, cool, I'll take a damage.
Yeah.
Oh, he has 15 health now instead of 16?
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
Yeah.
And if he has a damage on him and I'm trying to keep him alive, most of the time, like, if I've got the combo I need,
yeah,
like, what I'm do not, you need? I'm what not waiting for, there's no on the lamb for me to,
yeah, exactly.
You know, if I get rid of Grenadier, oh well. If I get, like, it's a big card, but like,
yeah, the value, I would say the value of not pitching cards is you don't want your opponent to have information as to what is not in your deck. But with Vader, it's like, so what? He's parting blow killing you, right? Like, that's the combo, right?
Yeah.
So like, it's like, you lose Grenadier, yeah, it's a big deal, but it's like, realistically, you're gonna lose, you know, one of these other cards that the information given is not that big.
Nothing I lose is better than on the land.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm okay with that. That's like, it is what it is. And it's like, is it worth Vader's life to keep this card?
Yeah.
And most of the time it's not. Like, if Vader can do a bunch of... Because, like, when I just... Vader basically only killed Drakata against Dan. So, really, it's a 13 to 9 point swing.
Yeah.
You know, but it also took two Chewie attacks.
Yeah.
In that time, I was able to kill Jin and Hera. So it ended up being all things equal. But like, you know, losing Vader is a big deal. And it's like, oh, crap. Like, is it over for me now? But then you remember, oh, no, I have four jet troopers who can easily pump out 3 or 4 damage on an attack consistently.
Very consistent.
And when you have targeting computer, that inconsistency increases significantly.
Absolutely. So it was a great match. It was super, super close, as he was saying. So I was able to pull it out. It was a lot of fun. We are running a little long on time, Scott, but I want you to just give us a quick... We talked about this a little bit in our last episode with JK, the skirmish, about your matchup with Matt. You want to just give us a quick report on
that? With Han Rangers?
Yes.
The Nalhada one?
Yes, because I think this is going to be... This is the matchup that everyone wants to know. Like, how does this shake out?
Right.
So, Matt Richards, he's a very, very good player.
Yeah.
And he's been running Han Rangers, and it's probably what he's going to take to Worlds. So, tell us about how your match is.
So, we played a super close match, 39 points to 39 points, on, like, new ownership. So, we're like, oh, this is the Vader match. Like, Han Rangers is going to struggle, like... And like I said, it was a super close match, 39 points to 39 points. It came down to if my officer dodged, I won, and if it didn't, he won.
Yeah, okay.
So super, super close. Came down to a die roll, and we thought, okay. And then we played Shielded, and I was like, ooh, now Hada, like, I'm just going to get picked apart by these Rangers.
Yep.
But Shielded is actually probably, like, because my initial thought was like, hey, my Rangers can pick up freight really easily on raining freight, so that's an okay, like, I'm okay with that more so than Shielded. But I changed my mentality going into this. Yeah. And I think part of it was knowing that I was going to lose or assuming I was going to lose gave me a lot of flexibility and like, well, let me try some stuff.
Yeah,
let
exactly.
Let me play. So I move Vader. You know how... So I take the narrow side. Matt takes initiative and takes the bottom side, right? He positions so Vader can't force choke round one.
Wise,
you know,
wise.
Well, in our regional match, I had Vader and Palp force choked an officer to death very first thing, and he just starts the game. It was a mirror match.
He's an activation down.
Yeah, right. Really, really rough. So he's very mindful about playing into that. But there's like the little alcove that's the two walls that you can't get to.
Yeah.
So I order Vader forward.
Yep.
And then I camp him there
early. Okay.
So before, I normally wait Vader till the very end, but I do that before riots, I do that before jet troopers.
Okay.
I just do my officers and Vader. My officers move either a jet or a riot, I can't remember which. He moves a smuggler up to take the right side shielded.
Okay.
I send my jets over, I take the two shields on the left side.
Okay.
And then I send...
So this is if you're looking at the pond is on top. The temple is on bottom.
Yes.
Okay, so Matt's on bottom and you're taking the left.
Yeah, so Matt has taken from my perspective, the right shield. Okay. I've taken the two left shields.
Oh, from your perspective. Okay.
Yeah, from my perspective.
So it's reversed. But yeah. Okay.
So if your temple's on bottom and that's your perspective, he has the left, I have the two right.
Okay, cool.
So we'll do it from his perspective. Okay. That'll be simple.
Yeah.
So then I move my riots both down adjacent to the shield that Matt has taken control of and I contest that.
Yeah.
Then I move... after he's activated some Rangers, not really done much, I move my jet troopers down, one of whom goes next to one of the shields that my initial jet troopers take, and the other one takes the middle shield.
So now you are contesting all four.
All four terminals.
This is so awesome.
Yeah. So he makes three attacks against my jet trooper.
Not focused.
No.
With
home. One focused.
Okay.
With Rangers.
Oh, okay.
With Rangers.
Okay.
Gets him up to 6 damage.
Okay.
Doesn't kill him.
Okay.
End of round one, I gain 12 points.
That's huge.
Nothing's dead.
That's huge.
It's huge. Puts him in a really unadvantageous place. I move Vader out of his little thing, a Force Choker Ranger.
Yeah.
Right? So Matt, first thing, shoots Vader. He's got a Focus Ranger.
Yeah.
He shoots Vader with the Focus Ranger, does, I want to say 2 damage, maybe 3.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Right? He's got R2 camped over the terminal. He's got Mach there. He's got Gideon hiding back there. He's got the Rangers and Han and C-3PO over here.
Yeah.
And he took initiative. That's how he was able to. And he called the Vanguard.
Okay.
So he was able to.
He's got a good swing right here.
Yeah, he's got a good swing.
Yep.
He exhausts his Alliance Smuggler. Problem is that Alliance Smuggler is blocking line of sight from Han to my riots.
Oh, man.
So I come up. I've got my face-to-face parting blow shenanigans.
Yeah.
So I come up. He's got a Ranger over by the terminal now that he moved over to shoot my jets.
Okay.
I come up face-to-face, kill that Ranger.
Okay. Ooh, man, this is
right?
Huge. Yep.
And my jets come in, are making attacks. He's not, I'm just contesting points.
Yeah, because at this point, you have already got such dominant control over half of the board, yeah. Right? And you're contesting the other half, right? So there is nowhere for him to go.
Yeah, so Mach's not even taking shots at me.
Yeah.
He kind of runs away.
Yeah.
Matt kind of built, this is a variation that he was doing, so.
We talked about this, dropping a Smuggler and Rebel High Command for Mach and Balance of the Force.
Exactly, so he can run. He didn't really get to play any of those cards in the match. So my jets, they make a couple long-range shots. He brings Mach up to the middle shield now that, because I lose a jet and I do that middle shield. I bring a jet over to attack his Mach,
okay.
Play Element of Surprise, don't make range.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh, yeah.
Big.
So he's contesting that middle thing. I move my jet back with some officers to
keep him safe.
Keep control. He moves Hera up to shoot one of my riots that's contesting.
Okay.
She's focused.
Okay.
He rolls damage, surge.
Oh, my gosh.
She does, I think, either no damage or 1 damage to a riot.
That's and so bad.
My initial thought was, cool, I'm going to have one of my riots try and kill the Smuggler.
Yeah.
If he succeeds, the other one's going to go contest Mach.
Yeah.
No, Hera's there. I attack her with both of them, kill Hera.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah. So,
I mean, there's no way to know. I don't know. Even a focused Hera, I would be very, I assume your riot had a block token.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be very nervous about getting 6 damage with Hera, right?
Yeah.
Like on a black die.
Right. But even like, you know, hope to do 2 or 3.
Yeah. Sure.
Right. So,
but even so, I would say that's probably not the best play. I mean, you want really who you want to get damage on are those jets.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So, yeah.
And so I, you know, so I'm still controlling 2.
Yep.
I'm contesting 1, and Matt has 1. So, end of round, I come up, I kill another Ranger.
Huge.
With a 2 red die attack. I've got a token. So there's 1 Ranger, there's Gideon.
And Han.
Yeah. I run up. He's able to you know, I run up, I kill Gideon.
Mm.
And then I play looking for a fight. Because I'm going to parting blow the final Ranger.
Oh my gosh.
He negates it.
Okay.
So he prevents that. But what he had done with Han is he moved Han over to the riots and made a focused attack on the riot. Was able to kill him, but it didn't cost the contention.
Yeah.
Because the thought is like, hey, I can't. Vader has 3 damage.
Yeah.
I have 1 Ranger.
Yeah,
left.
He doesn't have the firepower now.
Yeah, he doesn't have the firepower to take Vader down.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I got to go for these points and contest these points. So at this point, at the end of that round, I had 20 points just from objectives.
That's.
And I had, I want to say from killing, you know, another 12 points.
Yeah.
And at that point he just conceded because it, I also was able to kill the Smuggler.
Mm.
So I think I had between 30 and 35 points.
It was over. I mean, like realistically.
Right. And it shocked me, and it was just a matter of, you know. And I had rolled terribly, ironically, like, because he was making shots where shielded, you're getting -1 surge. I'm rolling surge blocks.
Yeah.
With my, so I'm just taking the damage.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it was a really interesting thing. To play the mission.
That's interesting. I have said, because the fully armed and operational guys have talked about this on their podcast, that Nalhada, especially shielded, is not that bad for Vader jets because they're able to get to every single, they can get to every single shield generator round 1. Which is just something that no other list can do, right? If they're on the top on the pawn side. So that's really awesome. We're going to have to practice that a lot more. But okay, well, we want to thank JK and Scott for coming on. We had a lot of fun today. We want to wish everyone luck as they're preparing for Worlds. We want to thank you for listening. Again, join us on the Slack channel. Send an email to zionsfinestia@gmail.com and support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/zionsfinest. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.